Stephen, before the break, you had mentioned that this may be leading up to a much bigger picture. You want to explain that, sir?
Well, yeah, I would. I think, first of all, the issue in Iraq is just, again, a minor issue. First of all, when I say minor, not from the people who are dying there, fighting there and that, but the global plan, and we talked about this a little bit on the round table, is to have a chaotic system in the world by which world government seems to be the only answer. If you notice that, given the country's dissatisfaction with the poll numbers of the current president, the economic situation, and the whole weird weather, everything that people used to take for granted seems to be, being shaken up, or the rug seems to be being pulled out from under us. So Iraq is an area that has caused a lot of people a lot of problems for a lot of years. And by drawing the U.S. military in there, and we're going to pull our guys out of Korea and go there too, it seems like we're being gathered together or forced to fight battle skirmishes all over the world and basically leaving the country, the United States, undefended. I think the big picture is that you can't get serious about the war on terror with open borders and the whole entire United States military strung out all over the world, fighting other battles, being the policemen of the world. And I think it's a wasting exercise to get us to waste our time, our material, our lives. And again, if it was over weapons of mass destruction, which, since I've been on your show, George, I've said all that stuff moved to Syria a long time ago, it seems like there is no defined statement or purpose. And I can tell you, based on what I'm hearing in the military, there are factions of the military that are fit to be tied. Obviously, Zinni, came out with his new book, really critical of what's going on. But there are armchair generals, but also the order out of chaos. Let me get to the bottom line. You create a world of chaos, and then you can provide the solution, and in providing that solution, you bring about the new world order, and I think that's the big picture.
So you do believe, then, that there is something sinister here, bringing about a new world order, regardless of who's behind what may be going on here?
Absolutely, and I can tell you this, that just like you and I have discussed on Coast to Coast, on when the Germans were going all over the world looking for religious artifacts, occult artifacts, the Annenerbe, the SS, we have a group that's just as enthralled with that sort of stuff. And remember the whole story when we went into Iraq, they were really concerned about all the antiquities that were in the museums there? I don't know if
yes.
you remember that. But
yes,
it was a
I
huge,
remember that.
It was a huge story. Well, according to the sources I've talked to, they were looking for specific items that they believe have supernatural power. And again, this is really hard for most people to even put into perspective, because if they begin to grasp the fact that whether I or you, George, or whoever's listening to Coast tonight, whether we believe that stuff exists, and they believe it exists, and they're looking for something. And then it takes you right into, quote, the end time passages in Revelation 9 about the angels which are in the Tigris and Euphrates right there being released. And again, we're talking about now a set of circumstances that are unlike any other in the history of the world. And it seems like, as Doug was saying, you've got rogue agents in just about everything. You've got everybody vying, kind of like the old song, Tears for Fears, everybody wants to rule the world. And I believe that there really is an orchestrated attempt on that. And that's the only way you could explain why the people that have really messed up in Iraq, at least from the U.S. government standpoint, are still in office and still being the positions of authority they've been in. The whole situation with the prison torture photos, too. You've got to ask yourself, what sick person is going to take all those pictures? And then what is the outcome? And the outcome of all those photos is to make most Americans enraged, because we don't do that as a nation. Or at least we believe we don't do that as a nation. But yet you don't win the hearts of the people by dehumanizing people and by putting photos like that out on the web for the whole world to see. See, there's the element of that, and that is not disinformation, but I can tell you this, that's like throwing fire on a flame. It has inflamed the passions of 1.2 billion people around the world against the U.S. So it's somebody's keeping this thing going. There is no settling it down. It's continued to get hotter and hotter, in my opinion.
So you believe, as so many people have, as you well know when we talked about it during our roundtable discussion as well, that there is this higher group controlling many things that are going on in this world, and that they're the ones that are continually feeding the chaos that's happening. And we're not saying that Al-Qaeda is not involved in this. They may be part of the vehicle to do it, right?
Absolutely. If I wanted to cause two opponents to go after each other's throats, I would basically inflame the one with imagery that I knew would be just, you know, pouring salt on an open wound, and the other one I would stir up the fervor and the fever and the pitch, and I think that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing someone stir in the pot, and the purpose of stirring the pot is to bring about a new world order, but before that time we're going to have a world war type situation on our hands so that the man of peace who can come on the scene to, you know, supposedly bring everything under control will show up. And we know that from prophecy that man is, quote-unquote, the Antichrist, the one who takes the place of Jesus Christ.
Douglas, your take, too. Bigger group involved here?
Oh, George, absolutely. You know, Steve initially had to, I'll tell you what, I had to go to Steve a number of times, and I still do, when we investigate things. We come across things that just don't fit in the normal pattern of events. There are a lot of things that we're finding that just don't make any sense whatsoever, that really have no place in, we can't fit them into this nice puzzle that we have in front of us. And, you know, I spent 20 years in the private sector in civil investigations, criminal investigations for corporations. And I'm used to things fitting nicely, or at least having some sort of a logical explanation. And when I can't find that, it's very frustrating. So I go to Steve, and you know, he brings me in kicking and screaming and saying, you know, hey, look at this. There are alternative explanations. So ultimately, what Steve is saying, I agree with 100%. It took me a while to get to that level, but I have to say that there are larger powers here at work. Now, in terms of sponsorship, state sponsorship, absolutely. I can see references to Iran, but not only Iran, but Russia and China. And if that is the case, and I believe it is, that would explain also a lot of the bizarre events that we are allowing to happen in this country. So I think that, this is so asymmetrical and so uncharacteristic of a logical and linear type of series of events that I think Steve's right on the money. I think that everything he said is exactly right.